Pursuit is a sports feature series highlighting athletes, coaches, and staff and significant sporting events from North Bay and the surrounding area. When Jake Gravel stepped onto the ice at Memorial Gardens on October 25, it was a homecoming he'd long awaited. It was the first time the Callander native played in his hometown since he was a member of the Hamilton Bulldogs, and he relished the moment. "It was super fun. It was my first time being able to play at home since my old days," Gravel recalls. "It's nice just being able to go home, see everyone. I caught up with a lot of friends and family, and then playing against guys I've skated with all summer long. So, it's fun just to go out there and actually compete against them." Gravel, a defenseman with the Western Mustangs, made his mark that weekend, notching 3 assists over the 2-game set and helping his team to back-to-back victories against the Nipissing University Lakers. For Gravel, now in his final year of an accounting degree, these hometown games reminded him how far he'd come since his early days in the North Bay Trappers minor hockey system. Gravel's hockey journey began in North Bay, where he played minor hockey with the Trappers. "Growing up in North Bay and playing in that Trappers organization was great. I started playing minor peewee and then just stuck with the Trappers all the way up. I had some great coaches like Keith Blanchard and Randy Edmonds. They really taught me the fundamentals, and I made lifelong friends there." Gravel's commitment and hard work paid off in 2016 when he was drafted by the Mississauga Steelheads, now Brampton, in the 12th round of the old draft. "Reflecting on that day," Gravel shares, "it was super exciting, something you always dream about, but everyone told me to keep busy and not get too caught up in it. So that's what I did. I was with friends and actually missed the team's first call. I had to call them back." For Gravel, being drafted was a reward, like some of the hard work was paying off and a stepping stone for the future. While Gravel's old career began with the Steelheads, he was traded unexpectedly to the Hamilton Bulldogs, now Brantford, during his second season. "It caught me by surprise. I was sitting in math class when I got the call. In the OHL, high school students don't have a no-trade clause, so the team called and asked if I wanted to accept the trade. I already knew some guys over in Hamilton, so I said yes." Joining the Bulldogs turned out to be a perfect fit, with several familiar faces from North Bay on the team, including Ben Garrigan and Dylan D'Agostino. "There was always a running joke about how much they liked North Bay guys," Gravel laughs. "We ended up getting Zach Roy and Peyton Vesio too. It was great, we'd carpool when we could and having them around kept homesickness at bay." The timing couldn't have been better. In 2018, the Bulldogs went on to win the OHL Championship, finishing 3rd at the Memorial Cup, which was Gravel's first year with the team. "It was pretty wild. The Hamilton organization was world-class, from the Andlauer family, who've since moved to the Ottawa Senators, to Steve Steos and our coaching staff. I was lucky to be a part of it all. It was an incredible setup and experience." After several successful seasons in the OHL, Gravel's 5th season was cut short due to the COVID-19 pandemic. "When COVID hit, it cut off the back half of my 19-year-old season. They told us it'd be 2 weeks, then kept extending it," Gravel explains. "The following season, they kept talking about a bubble season, but eventually, it was officially cancelled. It was disappointing, but it felt like it was time to move on. I stayed ready, training and skating, but the prolonged uncertainty was tough." As leagues and teams adapted to the pandemic, Gravel considered his next steps. With pro leagues navigating COVID disruptions, university hockey became an appealing option. "During that COVID season, schools started reaching out, and I realized university could be a good path for me. Western reached out fairly early on in the process, and the fit just felt right. I had some friends coming here too, so it all worked out, and I'm glad I made the choice." Now a 4th-year student at Western, Gravel has excelled both academically and athletically. His time with the Mustangs has brought fresh challenges, like balancing a full course load in accounting with the demands of OUA hockey. "It can get hectic, especially during midterms and finals," Gravel admits. "When you're on the road with the team and you're trying to keep up with assignments, it can be a lot. That's why the 5-year eligibility helps. Many players take reduced course loads, but I wanted to push through, so I'm almost done with my degree." Gravel's adjustment from the OL to the OUA wasn't without challenges. The year off due to COVID meant it took a while to get back to game speed, he says. In the OL, I was 21 and one of the oldest players, but in the OUA, it's a different dynamic. You're playing against some guys in their mid to late 20s, so it's a more physical, mature league. Despite these hurdles, Gravel quickly found his footing, earning the OUA West Defenseman of the Year award for the 2022-2023 season. It was a huge honor. You set goals for yourself, and that was one of them. That season went really well, and it was nice to be recognized for the work I'd put in. This season, Gravel is determined to lead the Mustangs to a strong finish. He's posted 11 points through his first 11 games of the season, and as of November 19, they are tied for first in the OUA West Division with a 7-3-1-0 record and 15 points. We're off to a great start. We have a more experienced team this year and some excellent recruits. In OUA, recruiting is everything since we can't make trades. My first year here, we had an older team, but after a big turnover, we've been young for a couple of years. Now we're back to having a more balanced, older roster, and everyone's on the same page. While he finishes his degree, Gravel is also considering his hockey future and hopes to secure a pro deal after graduation. I'd love to keep playing if I can. Hockey's been my life for so long, so finding a pro opportunity is definitely something I'm looking into. If you have a story idea for Pursuit, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.